baked at the fierce heat. Down upon the river, that was black and thick with dye, some Coketown boys who were at large, a rare sight there, rowed a crazy boat, which made a spumous track upon the water as it jogged along, while every dip of an oar stirred up vile smells. But the sun itself, however beneficent, generally was less kind to Coketown than hard frost, and rarely looked intensely into any of its closer regions without engendering more death than life. So does the eye of heaven itself become an evil eye when incapable or sordid hands are interposed between it and the things it looks upon to bless. Mrs. Sparsit sat in her afternoon apartment at the bank, on the shadier side of the frying street. Office hours were over, and at that period of the day, in warm weather, she usually embellished with her genteel presence a managerial boardroom over the public office. Her own private sitting room was a story higher, at the window of which post of observation she was ready every morning to greet Mr. Bounderby as he came across the road, with a sympathising recognition appropriate to a victim. He had been married now a year, and Mrs. Sparsit had never released him from her...